This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and we are at Anarchapulco 2018. It's an amazing event. If you're just tuning in, we're on the beach, basically. I mean, we're not literally on the beach, but
I can see the beach from here.
It's a stone's throw away from us, and there's a bunch of great speakers here throughout the weekend. It's going all the way through Sunday, and then there's actually more on Monday with a special event with Jeff Berwick and the Dollar Vigilante, and there's been stuff, like there was some sort of an event that happened beforehand. I mean, this is, if you want to kill 2 weeks in Acapulco, it's a great excuse to do it.
February is a good week, good month to do it in,
for sure. So you can maybe join us, hopefully next year, if we have the pleasure of being here, because this is a sold out event. You can't just show up and grab a ticket to this one. So we've got lots of different folks to talk to here, and we've been talking with Roger Veer. He is the proprietor over at Bitcoin.com. You didn't create Bitcoin, Roger, at least as far as we know, but you are one of its biggest proponents. A long time ago, you heard us talking about it on the air, and you caught the vision for it. You immediately saw that this concept of cryptocurrency, of a decentralized, distributed currency that cannot be stopped by the government and it can't be shut down by the banks and can help liberate people from government currencies and from the control of the state. You saw that. You were an early buyer of a fair amount of Bitcoin, and you've been an investor in a lot of the early Bitcoin companies and such, and throughout it have always supported Free Talk Live, so we certainly appreciate that. So you're back on with us here from Anarchapulco, and we were talking about, you know, Bitcoin Cash and the fork, the historic fork that happened back in August of last year, where Bitcoin split into two, and two versions of itself. One we'll call Bitcoin Core, and the other one Bitcoin Cash. Bitcoin Cash today, I would say it is around $1,300-$1,400 per Bitcoin Cash. Bitcoin Core has just recrossed the $10,000 mark. But you say, and I tend to agree with you on this, that Bitcoin Cash holds closer to the original vision of Satoshi Nakamoto, the anonymous creator of Bitcoin, than any other version out there. And it seems like that's probably the case, but that you saying those things has resulted in a lot of internet hatred that has been directed towards you. It must be exhausting dealing with some of these people. I heard you were on Alex Jones recently. I didn't get a chance to watch it. It was a long interview of like 40-something minutes. How was that, by the way? Because we've been on Alex's show as well.
I think it went great, to be honest. So And again, I'm not here to be popular. I'm here to speak the truth. And the truth is that Bitcoin Cash is the better form of money compared to Bitcoin Core. The only thing that Bitcoin Core still has going for it is this giant network effect that it has, because it managed, when the two Bitcoin split, Bitcoin Core managed to take all of the ecosystem and most of the businesses and the wallets and everything with it. But all of those businesses and wallets started scrambling as fast as they could to integrate Bitcoin Cash into their platforms because it works. Bitcoin Right. Core is broken. Bitcoin Cash works. It's that simple. Bitcoin Cash transactions are lightning fast.
People blame you in some way for the Bitcoin Cash fork, that you somehow created it, and that, you know, you're responsible for this. How do you address that?
They can blame me for whatever they want. It doesn't make it true.
did you create Bitcoin Cash?
I wish I had sooner. I think one of my biggest regrets is that these two different camps with completely conflicting and different ideologies as to what Bitcoin should be, I think they should have split apart years ago. And instead, they were in this horrible marriage that went on for years, and yeah, they were fighting and beating each other up.
It was ugly.
It was really, really ugly. And I think they should
it's
have split
ugly.
Earlier. It's still ugly. The divorce has happened, and it's still ugly.
You're right.
So I think the divorce should have happened earlier. That's one of my biggest regrets in regards to this whole scaling debate.
But it wasn't you that created it, was it?
No, it wasn't. There was another French guy who's here at Anarchapulco as well.
Uh-huh.
Amaury Séchet, I believe is how you pronounce his
yep.
name. And it was all him. And you know,
what about Via BTC? I thought they were involved in the creation of it.
So lots of Core supporters love to claim that Bitcoin Cash is China coin and this and that, but if you actually look at the fact of the matter is it was created by a French guy.
Really?
And myself, a Kati Sham, one of the biggest supporters. And some of the miners that are in China are mining it, but there's lots of miners in Venezuela and Canada and the U.S. and Russia mining it all over the world. So it's not... It's just a bunch of nonsense when they claim it's China coin. It's just they're trying to distract people from the real issue. And the real issue is that Bitcoin Cash works as money better than Bitcoin Core. And if you have two forms of Bitcoin, one that's fast, cheap, and reliable, and another that's slow, expensive, and unreliable, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out which one people are going to use in the long term.
And let's talk about people using this. I had asked you off the air a few days or a couple weeks ago about the status of sort of like, you know, the state of Bitcoin Cash today, because there are three different wallet address formats that are now out there. The idea was, let's make it so people can't accidentally spend their Bitcoin. Because one of the problems when this fork happened was that if you sent Bitcoin Cash accidentally to a Bitcoin Core address, well, if you didn't have access to that Bitcoin Core address private key, it was gone forever.
Well, no, it was in the hands of the person who had the access to the private key.
If somebody had it, somebody might not.
Right.
But, you know, it's gone from you forever.
That's correct.
At that point.
Well, no, it's not gone from you forever. I did this. I talked to the person. They got it back for me. They sent it back to me.
Well, you got lucky.
Yeah, but you just said it's gone forever.
There's a lot of people who've sent Bitcoin and
agreed.
Bitcoin Cash to the opposite addresses, and it F things up for them.
Sure.
And it was bad. And so they wanted to make these new address formats for Bitcoin Cash to make it so wallets would not accidentally or allow a person to accidentally send things to the wrong place. But unfortunately, there's two competing versions of these alternative addresses. One of them was come up with by BitPay, and the other one was come up with, I believe, by the Bitcoin Cash programmers. So my question to you was, first of all, does the Bitcoin.com wallet handle all three of these different types of addresses correctly? And what other wallets are ready to play with Bitcoin Cash and not let people screw up?
So the Bitcoin.com wallet, of course, handles all three. The Blockchain and Info wallet handles at least two of the three. And to be clear, I think in the end, the Bitcoin Cash format from the ABC developers is going to be the one that's
going to win out.
Really win out. It already has adoption by Bitcoin.com, adoption by BitPay, Blockchain.info, Coinbase. Right there, you're at 80 or 90% of the ecosystem's wallets right there. One of the only wallets that some people still use, I think, that hasn't adopted yet is Coinomi, because it supports so many different coins.
Oh.
And so if you're a Coinomi fan, and you know, reach out to them and say, hey, hurry up and upgrade your wallet to support the Bitcoin Cash format.
Yeah, I would love to see Coinomi do that. I mean, they obviously support Bitcoin Cash, so you can still have Bitcoin Cash in Coinomi. But I use Coinomi for holding a bunch of different cryptos, and it's great. So would love to see that happen. So Bitcoin.com, y'all have your own wallet. It's based on the BitPay wallet, because that's an open source thing, and you guys modified that. How's it doing? I mean, I heard record downloads, or what's going on there?
Yeah, within the next week, we're going to cross 2 million wallets having been created on that. And
wow.
That's not duplicate between Bitcoin Core and Bitcoin Cash. That's 2 million actual wallets of one type. So
that's impressive. What does that compare to? I mean, as far as...
I'm sure we have way more installs than BitPay at this point. And BitPay's
wow.
a wonderful company. I'm not saying anything and bad about them. They're fantastic.
No,
we appreciate them having the open source wallet that we can base it off of. But I'm sure we have way more installs than they do at this point. And we have somewhere in the ballpark of 10% of the number of installs that Blockchain.info has,
wow.
which is the world's most popular crypto coin wallet.
And they've been around for a long time.
And they've been around since 2012. I think I made my first investment there.
Since you're an investor, maybe you'll know the answer to this question. Speaking of Blockchain.info, which is a great wallet and a great website, they added Bitcoin Cash to their website late last year, which was a big deal, in my opinion, because they only have Bitcoin Core and Ethereum on there, and so this was the third. Bitcoin Cash was their third, so it's a big deal. But it's not yet in their mobile wallet. Do you know if that's coming?
Any day now, if it's not already. You might want to check again.
I checked a few days ago, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
Check every day, because it's coming imminently.
Good.
But, you know, quality control is incredibly important
sure.
when money's on the line, so they're testing everything very carefully to make sure that people don't lose money when it is available in their
okay,
wallet.
Good.
And you can also buy Bitcoin Cash right there from inside your Blockchain.info wallet.
They started doing that.
They started doing that as well. So go over to Blockchain.info and buy your Bitcoin Cash and give it a try.
And, of course, Coinbase added Bitcoin Cash toward the end of last year, actually surprising people because they were expecting it in early 2018, and they ended up doing it in December of 2017. So they you know, snuck that one in on people, and that boosted Bitcoin Cash. And then BitPay came out with the announcement that they were going to start supporting Bitcoin Cash in early 2018, and I think they're still working on rolling that out. So once BitPay, which is the number one way for... As far as I can tell, for merchants in real life, which we do a lot of that stuff in New Hampshire, of introducing merchants to cryptocurrency, to allow merchants merchants to accept Bitcoin Cash is, I think, going to be a pretty big jump up for Bitcoin Cash. Roger, do you want to stay for one more? It's up to you.
You got it.
All right. I know it's been a long day. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live. We are at Anarchapulco 2018.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Core and your Bitcoin Cash. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information, so pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Free Talk Live. We're at Anarchapulco 2018, and of course you are welcome to download all the episodes over the whole weekend. We've got a bunch of people that we're going to be talking to, listen live or listen anytime over at freetalklive.com. It's Ian and Mark here at the beautiful Princess Resort right on the beach in Acapulco, Mexico. We're talking with Roger Veer. He is from Bitcoin.com, which not only is bringing you Free Talk Live, but also this excellent event. Plus, don't forget to check out Liberty.menu, which is an excellent site that we've recently teamed up with to allow libertarian, voluntarist, anarchist business owners to promote their business or maybe their media or the other things that they're into, events, for instance, that to promote them to other libertarians. So if you care about freedom, if you care about liberty, and you want other libertarians to know about your business, then you really need to be over at Liberty.menu. Once again, that's Liberty.menu. So Roger is sticking with us here for one more segment. It's been a long day here at Anarchapulco. And you're obviously, we talked about Bitcoin Cash, and there's exciting things on the horizon with that. And I'm sure you'll be keeping us updated as time goes on. But you're also involved in the idea of Free Society. Was it .com?
.com, that's right.
And we've talked with you briefly about that. I just want to get an update. First of all, tell our listeners what it is. What's the idea here?
So freesociety.com is basically made possible because of cryptocurrencies. Now there's a whole bunch of cryptocurrency owners out there with a whole bunch of money burning in their pocket. And most of these people are libertarian type oriented people. So the idea is, let's get together a whole bunch of money and go to an existing government and tell them to sell us some of their land and grant us not just the land, but the sovereignty with that land. And we'll set up the world's very first free society in which there is no government whatsoever. And people just work out how they're going to do things voluntarily.
So essentially what they'd be doing is purchasing a lodial title from some country to a particular geographic area. Has this ever been done before?
It's actually been done quite a few times in the past. One fantastic example that's still around the world that people may have heard of is Monaco. Monaco was simply purchased in the past, and
really?
It became its own country.
Right. So this is completely possible. What kind of places are is Free Society's? It's freesocieties.org?
Freesociety.com.
Freesociety.com. What places, kind of places are they looking for? Give me some ideas here.
Basically,
I'd like to know where, but I imagine you're not going to tell me.
Well, we're looking for places that have all the things that people would want. So we want them to be in a conflict-free zone, right?
Okay.
Not, we don't want it in the middle of some war zone.
So not the Horn of Africa?
Probably not that area. So, but we do want it to have a seaport and room for an airport and room for all the things you would need. We would want major trading partners to be nearby.
Is there a minimum amount of land you're looking for?
The bigger the better in our book, because the bigger, the more land you have, the more stuff you can do, and the more valuable it becomes. Yeah.
Anybody have any idea of pricing information, or is this just some idea where you go talk to a couple of nations that have some problems and ask them for their allodial title in a particular geographic area? Give me a quote here. I'll have the accountants run the numbers, and we'll try to compare apples to apples.
Well, we already have more than $100 million of private capital committed.
Wow.
And we're looking to raise a whole bunch more. So we're talking about potentially billions of dollars being spent to buy this land.
Yeah. You do not lie when you say that there are libertarian types, voluntarists, people, freedom lovers that have that kind of money that are looking for that thing. I mean, that's, it's pretty important.
And when we first announced this just a few months ago, people came out of the woodwork wanting to support us, including some very, very, very famous American entrepreneurs. I don't want to give their exact name, but it's a household name. People, you would know of this name if I said it. And he was very interested in helping us with this project, and we're interested in investing in it. So it's exciting
John
to see.
John McAfee.
Just stop it. Roger doesn't give that kind of information. It's funny to goad him, but
I think John is also interested in this project, but that's not the one who I had in mind.
So paint me a picture. Once you locate this place, you compare the ones, you decide this is the one, the purchase is made. Let's say it's raw land, or you've bought off the local residents in the sense that their land's been purchased too. They're going to be welcome to participate, that kind of thing. There's the conflict is over as far as the purchase goes, and we're ready to go. Paint me the picture. How's it start? Who gets involved? What's it look like?
Well, it might not just be one piece of land, right? With enough money, we can try this in different locations around the world and try it in parallel, because redundancy is a good thing, right? We like distributed systems. systems, right? So let's try this in multiple places at the same time. But the idea is that once we have the land, we'll then auction it off to developers who want to build their stuff on the land, and we'll auction it off, and then they'll start
building. What if the developer wants to make a government? Is there going to be like a provision in the terms of the sale that they won't be allowed to?
So we'll set up an initial constitution, which will be the rules of the lands. We've reached out to some of the smartest, scholars in this area. We've reached out to David Friedman and Hans.
On my recommendation, everybody.
You are a super genius, Mark. Thank you for the recommendation. But the idea is to basically set the rules of the game right down from day one, and everybody knows that that's the rules of the game and what they need to abide by.
Isn't Hans Hermann Hoppe a racist?
No. Hans Hermann Hoppe believes that libertarian communities can choose, if they choose to, exclude people.
Yeah.
However, that has been taken by racists in the liberty movement to presume that that's a particularly good idea. So you take an academic's ideas. I haven't heard any quotes from HHH that indicate that that is a true statement from him.
Okay.
He's simply stating the reality that a private community could exclude people if that's what it wished to do.
Yeah. I mean, I don't mean to indict the project. I'm sure, he's got good ideas too. Just I know that people like Chris Cantwell and those folks.
And everyone of every race will be welcome.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm glad to hear that. All right. Cool. So folks can go to learn more over at freesociety.com, and it's an exciting project. Probably going to take a few years, I imagine, to negotiate and talk to these government people.
Well, life is short, so we move quickly. So look for some news coming in the near future, not the far future.
All right. Well,
I'm keeping my eye so close on this project.
Yeah.
This is so important to me. I just want to see what it looks like. I'm curious.
Well,
I think the world's changing, and crypto's changing it, and this is one of the ways it's changing it.
One of my concerns has been to do things that are duplicatable. So is this going to be something that only rich people are going to get involved in, or is it going to be something where jobs will be available for the average Joe who cares about freedom but doesn't, they didn't get into cryptocurrency early, so they don't have a big nest egg of millions of dollars worth of crypto to where they can just afford to quit their job and move to an island somewhere? I mean, what do you see in the vision for the future?
The idea is to do this over and over and over again. If we do it once and it's a smashing success and a beacon for the world, well, more and more people can duplicate it again all over the world, and hopefully someday we'll just the entire world will be nothing but the free society.
But if it's working, right, then people will have businesses. They'll be hiring people. So somebody that just wants to get a job, presumably, if this thing takes off, there'll be regular jobs. It won't just be like Mark's idea of he had an idea of like a libertarian cruise ship, but the only people who could move on to that would be the people who can work remotely and the people who are wealthy enough to buy a
people
berth
work
on, a ship.
On cruise ships. I can't believe you didn't say that.
Saying.
You can't have rich people without poor people. You nincompoop. Who serves the rich people? Who gives them their plumbing?
Yeah.
Who gives them a pizza? Who cleans their toilet? I mean, you can't have rich people without poor people. The definition doesn't work. Yin does not exist without yang.
Hmm.
It's important to realize that it's a moving scale. A poor person today is fabulously wealthy compared to a rich person 100
years
ago, right?
Yeah, that's true.
And so a rising tide raises all boats. So.
Great point.
Right.
All right, cool. Well, maybe this thing will work out. I hope that it does. My biggest concern is whether or not you can trust the governments to honor their agreements. And I guess only time will tell on that one. We'll be paying close attention here on Free Talk Live. Roger Veer from Bitcoin.com and from FreeSociety.com. Thanks for coming on Free Talk Live.
Thank you, guys.
We got more coming up from Anarchapulco. This thing isn't even half done yet. There's a lot more to go. Here from Acapulco, Anarchapulco 2018.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are at Anarchapulco 2018. Just been a great event so far. Not even halfway finished yet at this point. And today is, of course, one of the big days with Ron Paul speaking.
That's right. It's going to be exciting.
Tonight. So it's Ian and Mark here with you as we are in our outdoors covered beautiful studios here at the Princess Resort, right a stone's throw away from the beach here. And, of course, if you want to join us, you better already have a ticket because Anarchapulco 2018 is sold out. If you don't have a ticket, well, then mark your calendar because I suspect they're going to be doing 2019, given how successful this one has been. We've got all kinds of interesting people to talk to, and just met an interesting gentleman, actually. He is Scott Daniels from Cryptogasmic.com. That sounds like an interesting website. What's it all about, Scott?
Well, cryptogasmic, the word, it comes from freedom feels good.
Yeah.
It's a feeling of being cryptogasmic. So,
we like freedom.
We like freedom. We like orgasms, so we like cryptogasms. So it's just about a euphoric feeling of being free.
Yeah. That's Did you create the site? Was this?
Yeah, we're in the process now of finalizing the platform.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically, I got into cryptocurrency 2 years ago. And made all the mistakes under the sun, the same as everybody. Paid a lot of money to stupid people to tell me what to do with no support. So I learnt it myself. And what the more I learnt, the more I loved about what blockchain and crypto was about, freeing ourselves from the systems and the brainwash and all that sort of stuff. So once I learned how to trade myself and understand the market, I then started a group that started with 5 people, then it became 10. Now it's a group with 1,000 people in the paid group, and then I'm also a moderator on the cryptocurrency investment group, which has 140,000 people. And our basic vision is just, well, my vision with Cryptogasmic is to teach people that they don't have to work for the man. They can be free in their lives from governments, from banks. There are ways. I've been living a long time without paying tax and living a great life and traveling the world and running businesses. So I want to use that to inspire and teach other people on how it's really possible to free yourself. And crypto is another way.
It's a tool.
It's a vehicle for us to get there. So that's my mission now, is to educate people that they don't need the banks, they don't need the jobs, they don't need a lot of things that are brainwashing their lives.
So when you say, so how does cryptocurrency bring freedom to people?
Okay. Several ways, I believe. Financially.
Yep.
But I also believe that in cryptocurrency, 90% of people will lose in the trading, 10% of people will win.
Okay.
So I want to train people how to be that. I turned 17,000 into 250,000 very fast. Right, so if I can do it, other people can do it. So they can free themselves financially, number one, by trading these markets and getting involved. But first of all, having to understand what blockchain and crypto is about. So I think that is a freedom in itself. People becoming awake that, hey, we don't need all these things that we're told.
Well, you can't have freedom without knowledge, right?
That's
you have to have information.
Exactly. You've got to be educated, you know. So look at all the people who just threw money at Bitcoin at $18,000 and now they're calling it a bubble because it's gone down to 10.
Right.
So you got to, I want to educate people on that emotionally. I think cryptocurrency brings freedom through... Can you imagine a coin where there's an earthquake in Mexico City, and we don't have to send our $100 to Red Cross, and we don't even know where it goes.
Right.
We can send it directly to somebody who needs it. It's instantly redeemable for bread, water, shoes, without the middleman. It's just the possibilities are endless. There's another great token called Power, which has started. They want to disrupt the thieving electricity and gas privatization in Australia. So they're setting up, you can get a solar panel, and whatever solar you don't use, you can sell that to somebody else for power tokens, completely cutting out the middleman. I mean, it's endless. The simple transferring of funds across the world without banks. And without governments having to tell you what to do, even though they're trying their best. So there's many ways.
Okay, so how do you find more freedom in the place you live then?
Where I live?
Well, generally.
Generally?
How does one find more freedom where, and you know, by changing or modifying the place that they live? I mean, you said
okay.
That was another way.
I believe that the first thing, like Ian said, the first thing is if you can free your mind. Right.
Okay.
I think that our society and our lives are really set by the boundaries of what we think. So if we start thinking that this is a positive thing and we start understanding that, you know, we don't... One of the biggest arguments I get is people, they say, what is crypto backed by? It's not backed by a government, right? So they're not...
You were saying F the government, but we had to edit that part out.
Yes, we did have to edit that out.
Yeah.
So basically,
Through the government.
Yeah, so I believe that... once we free our mind, that's the first step, and educating people that they don't need. So one of the biggest things that I get when I talk about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency is that, but it's not backed by anything, it's not backed by a government. Well, how's that working out for everybody, right? I mean, my simple argument is one day the people of Greece woke up and they couldn't even access their own money.
Right.
Apparently backing means we take as much as we want whenever we want.
That's it.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I think the first step of freedom is your mind. I mean, I use the example, if you want to become good at playing the piano, what do? You practice. So if you practice being positive and you practice understanding that actually we don't need all of this, it's going to change and you're going to get better at being positive and you're going to get better at being free.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree.
What about finding more freedom surrounding one's job? How does one find more freedom surrounding what kind of work you do?
Okay, well, again, I believe that, again, the old saying, if you do a job that you love, you never go to work, right?
That's true.
So in this age that we live in, I personally can't understand people who play the victim and say, I can't get a job, it's not me, I've got no money. There are so many opportunities out there. to make money, whether it be setting up a website, selling something, a service. You know, I mean, you guys are sitting here doing what you love.
Right.
I do what I love. I love cryptocurrency. I just love every about where it's going. I want to be part of it. So how can I do understand people have got families, electricity bills.
Sure.
You know, all that sort of stuff. But this is the stuff we've got to free ourselves from. So my advice is just simply find something that you love. And if you can understand that you probably don't need most of the things in your life that are consuming your time and your money. And again, it's all the old sayings. What do they say? There's nobody on their dying bed that says, I wish I worked more.
Yeah.
Right?
I can also say this. So at one point, I was having a difficult time finding something that I really wanted to do. I'd go from job to job. About every 3 months, I'd be like, it's just, I just don't like it. And what I found was, this is the old saying, is that everywhere I went, there I was. Like, the problem wasn't the jobs.
Right.
It wasn't whether I had to wash dishes or do roofing or fixing plumbing, you know, being a plumber's assistant or working at a health club or anything. Any of those things that I did, it was my attitude surrounding that stuff. And I needed to find some way to make myself more positive. Positive mental attitude was one of my mentors' things, always saying positive mental attitude. And that when I could, you know, change what was going on in here, that the jobs themselves were better. And then I finally found something that was, you know, really, really worked for me and clicked for me and that I was passionate about and all that other stuff. But, you know, you still, no matter what you're doing, it's what's going on in your head that day.
That's exactly right. And, you know, there's the other saying that, I forgot what I was going to say now, but you know, it really is that simple about getting the right mindset, understanding that I probably don't need half of the stuff that I've got, and you can go and live the life wherever you want, doing what you want, and I believe you can also provide for your family, because it's, you know, it's easy for us to all stand around and go, the government this and the banks and you do whatever you want and be hippies, right? Okay, but we've got to be in the real world as well. So, and in the real world, you know.
Kids need food.
Kids need food. My local shopping center doesn't accept Bitcoin yet. And I think the biggest thing I struggle, no, the biggest thing that I find with people that come to me for advice, I manage to sort of start up businesses. I find it very, very easy. A lot of people, like what you just said, don't. So I'm constantly meeting people in Mexico, expats who move down for the life, and they just don't know where they're going, and they're struggling. And they ask me for advice, what should I do? And the only thing I can say is, find something that you love.
If you don't know where you're going, you're never going
to
get there, right?
You can turn it into a business, whether it's educational, whether it's selling a service, a product. Go down to the local school where the kids have no money and do some teaching.
So our listeners can find out more from you, Scott. We're out of time here at this moment, but I appreciate you coming on Free Talk Live. Check out CryptoGasm with a C, CryptoGasmic.com for more from Scott. Thanks.
Thank you,
guys. This is Free Talk Live.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at scienceofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at Anarchapulco, the 2018 version of the event, the very first one to be sold out. And I've heard there are 1,500 to 1,600 people that will be attending this event here throughout the weekend. There are already several hundred.
I believe the number is probably higher.
That are here. And, of course, tonight with the speech with Ron Paul is going to be, I'm sure, absolutely insane with the people showing up. Jamie Redman is joining us here. For those of you who've been watching over at news.bitcoin.com, we talk a lot about bitcoin.com, and when we promote bitcoin.com on Free Talk Live, we always say, you know, if you're new, you got to go to bitcoin.com, and if you're not new, you know, you want the latest news headlines, then you should go to news.bitcoin.com, because you guys have it, and they're fresh, it seems like, every single day. How many times a day, Jamie, because you're one of the main authors, main journalists over there at news.bitcoin.com. How many times do you guys update?
I write personally 3 to 4 articles a day, 7
wow.
days a week.
That is a lot.
I think I've taken maybe a week off in the past 3 years.
So are you writing while you're here at Anarchapulco?
This is the first time I've had a long vacation.
Yeah.
So
enjoy it.
Yes, I'm definitely enjoying. I'm taking notes. I will be reporting on this event, but
later on. Okay,
yeah, it's all in my head right now.
Right on. So you're doing a lot of work over there at news.bitcoin.com, and we had you on previously at some other event. I don't remember when it was, but we've had you on before. So some of the headlines I'm looking right now at news.bitcoin.com: Bank of America has filed more cryptocurrency patents than any other company. And that's ironic. Aren't they the same company that's blocking people from buying cryptocurrency?
Yes, they are. I'm sure they're looking to create their own Bank of America editable blockchain.
A blockchain that is immutable, a blockchain that they can control and
correct,
manipulate.
And centralized. very much.
So banks are manipulating monetary markets and keeping people from accessing their own money? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, that's what they say. You
I
know,
can't even
I,
believe
when
that
I came
that
to
would
Mexico,
happen.
I had to call my bank and let them know that I was using my money over here.
Yep.
So that's what's happening for
right.
sure.
Yeah, that's what happens, right? Like,
yeah.
I mean, it doesn't stun me at all. I hated banks before crypto. I hate them even more now.
Yes, very much so.
Also, headline there right now, apparently these browser mining. People have been told that, oh, yeah, you can mine there in your browser. Mine on your smartphone. And I always, you know, thought, is that going to do anything? This story says that it's a complete waste of time. Is that
yes.
one of yours? I haven't clicked on it yet.
It's not one of mine, but I would say that it's a complete waste of time as well, and a possible vector into your stuff. You could uninstall it, and they could be mining using your equipment without your knowledge.
So it could be malware, is what you're saying.
Correct. I would not touch that with a 10-foot stick.
What are the stories that just came out from you? Like, what are some of the recent headlines that you thought were some of your, you know, most important or recent work that you thought was interesting?
I can't really say. I don't know. I write so much. It's like I don't have anything.
Just constantly churning.
It's constantly churning away, for sure. I don't have any particular. There's a lot of things when I get to write about more opinionated stuff. Mm-hmm. I have fun with that, about, you know, teaching people how to tumble their money using mixers, stuff like that.
So educational.
Yes, but more articles. On the educational of using the money towards freedom.
What was your story as far as how did you get into cryptocurrency? Where'd that come from for you?
I got into crypto around 2011. And
wow, all right.
It was from, like, libertarian circles. I just heard about it, you know. And
that's pretty much the only people that were into it back then.
Back then,
the libertarians.
Yeah. So I asked my wife, you want to throw down? We threw our whole tax refund down on it, and at first I didn't know much about it. It was just an investment, just kind of speculation, and I became very passionate about researching. It was like a whole night of me just online reading, and then it became three nights all week. I'm reading about Bitcoin and the technology, and I just felt that it was something that could more... I was preaching about libertarianism and anarchism before, and I felt this was my kind of way to teach it in a technological aspect. And I think that taking the money away from the state is a very powerful tool.
So important.
Definitely.
And that's why I think all of us, you know, got interested in cryptocurrency, at least those of us who are libertarians. I mean, some people got into it because they wanted to get money and rich,
yep.
and, you know, that's fine.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Yep.
No doubt. But it's that the motivation, I think, the real inspiration, the excitement behind cryptocurrency is that it takes the power from the hands of the state and the banks and puts it into the hands of the average person. And that's just so, it's so hard to express to somebody what a paradigm shift that really is, right? Like,
yep.
like we all get it, but it's such a change in, you know, how people think about money, to where instead of it being centralized, where some authority, some group of bureaucrats or politicians is decreeing from on high that this is worth something and we're going to print it and you will take it, to having it be completely decentralized, open to competition, where anybody who, you know, can press Control-C, Control-V can copy the code and, you know, modify it and make their own cryptocurrency. That's such a change.
Yeah, not everybody. So the name of the place, the name of the event is Anarchapulco. And not everybody who's listening is going to, and most people who are listening aren't going to have the whole anarchist bin, but most people can agree that the state or the, you know, the government is a service organization.
Mm-hmm.
And most people will agree that monopolies are bad ideas.
Definitely.
And most people will agree if you give an organization monopoly status, that organization will continue to grow, continue to provide bad customer service, provide worse and worse customer service, and will charge higher and higher prices because of its monopoly status. That's simply what's happening in the area of money creation, currency, and that sort of thing. If you remove that ability from the state, the creation of currency, we can look at this. It's easy. Ladies and gentlemen, all you have to do is look at countries around the world that don't have control of their own money. Those, let's use Mexico, for example, Venezuela, you know, any of these places. They're not creating the world reserve currency. The United States is. The euro. Maybe the ruble to some extent, but that's a real stretch. The renminbi, you know, these currencies, those are the world reserve currencies. Those are the big ones. These little things, the Eastern Caribbean dollar, the peso, you know, all that other stuff. They don't have any kind of control. Those countries don't have much money because the big countries are using their power against them. So when you take that away, that power away from the state, it diminishes the power of that particular monopoly. And then, and at this time with cryptocurrencies, we're taking that power away from all of those monopolies at once. We're not saying, nope, no more dollar. Now the ruble's going to get stronger. We're saying none of it. It's all back to us, mm-hmm. back to the people. And at that point, you will see a dramatic shift in wealth because you don't create money, just like the Eastern Caribbean dollar doesn't create real money. You don't create real money.
I that believe government. This is the biggest transfer of wealth since the 1850s when
right.
we found oil.
Absolutely.
It's going to be that big.
It's taken away from the people that, have it and hold it and manage to keep those, the rest of us working for them to us. And that's what you're seeing with the advent of these crypto millionaires. And that's why I believe now's still a great time to get into cryptocurrency. Everybody seems to think that the...
It's too late.
Yeah. Well, Bitcoin went from whatever to 10,000.
Right,
that's
now.
The end of the line. Oh, it went down from 18,000 to 10,000. Poppycock.
It went down to 5,000 from 18,000.
The big problem with that is people look at Bitcoin as a stock, and everybody has this stock mentality.
Yeah, sure.
So I have to buy one whole bit. No, you don't.
Yeah.
You have to buy... You can buy half one. You can buy 0.25. You don't have to buy a whole
Bitcoin.
You can
buy 1%.
Exactly.
You can buy $20 worth.
So
I'd say you're missing the train even if you... are running out and buying a Bitcoin. There's so many other better currencies out there. Bitcoin's the Model T of crypto. Bitcoin Core is the Model T of crypto. I'm more interested in the things that are coming out. Like, so we have Zencash as a sponsor. Yeah, you're right. I'm buying more Zencash.
At Bitcoin.com, we're all about Bitcoin Cash.
Yeah, Bitcoin Cash is...
We believe in Satoshi's vision of an electronic peer-to-peer cash system, and that's what's written in the white paper.
I think all of these, I could list off a short amount of them, Monero, Dash, there's a whole bunch of them out
privacy
there that I think
coins are going to do very well and very much needed. And
I think that privacy coins are definitely important, but it doesn't seem like the average person really cares that much about it. They really don't.
Not right now. But as things are going on with regulations, Coinbase is going, you have to pay your taxes after you spend $20,000 with Coinbase, then... When they start throwing the hammer down, you're going to see more people flocking in.
And they'll get interested once the pressure comes down.
Yes,
sure.
Yes, and the darknet markets are already starting to jump on Monero
right.
And they're learning that probably because a lot of people in the darknet markets are getting busted here and there. You hear about it on the news.
It happens.
So it's like they learn that Monero is a little better and they can use this and not get caught.
And when the darknet market adopts something, that's one to look at, right? Like if the darknet market is saying this is a good coin, then that means it probably is pretty good.
That's where Bitcoin got its traction early on, and now it's very mainstream and those sorts of things. I mean, I'm sure that people use some Bitcoin Core for illegal transactions, but I'll bet you they use a heck of a lot more U.S. dollars.
Jamie Redman, one of the main authors over at news.bitcoin.com. Thanks for joining us again here on Free Talk Live.
Thanks for having me.
We got two more full days of Free Talk Live coming up, so stay tuned for more from Anarchapulco 2018.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.